Letzten Sommer hat uns Alex Cousin nach Kandalaksha eingeladen. Er ist erst vor kurzem dorthin gezogen und hat uns erzählt, dass es eine sehr schöne Stadt ist. Wir wollten eigentlich nur ein paar Tage dort bleiben, aber dann sind wir 3 Wochen hängen geblieben.
Kandalaksha is a small town, about 40,000 people, on the White Sea in the northwest of Russia. Very close to the Finnish border. There are some factories, a hydroelectric power station, a harbor, and beautiful landscapes with many small charming wooden houses.
Es läuft alles sehr geschmeidig ab, auf der Straße, in den Einkaufszentren. Wir fühlten uns, als wären wir in einem Musical gelandet.
We found out that every citizen of Kandalaksha after their work is singing or playing some instrument. Electric guitar, piano, balalaika, percussion.
Triangel, Trommel oder andere elektronische Musikinstrumente. Und jede Musikrichtung ist vertreten. Von Pop zu Rock bis hin zu Heavy Metal.
It's like a virus in the city and infects everyone.
Auch Alex Cousin, der eigentlich nicht wirklich musikalisch ist, hat dann begonnen, ein Instrument zu spielen. Zuerst das Triangel und dann die Flöte. Und jetzt spielt er schon Melodien von Tchaikovsky.
Some people meet in their apartments to make music together, or they meet in clubs, some play alone at home.
Musik wird überall gespielt. Wir sahen oft spontane Konzerte auf Bushaltestellen oder in Bäckereien.
The town has its musical tradition for a long time. Just during the Soviet Union, it was kind of not welcome to play too much diverse music.
Die Kommunisten dachten, dass Musik zu machen zu individualistisch sei und dass es die Menschen davon abhalten könnte, fernzusehen oder Wodka zu trinken.
Just after the time of Perestroika, Kandalaksha started to blossom again. And music was played anytime and everywhere.
Am letzten Tag gingen wir ins Museum für Literatur und da haben wir herausgefunden, dass auch viele bedeutende russische Schriftsteller in Kandalaksha waren.
For example, the writer Leo Tolstoy. He met a woman in Moscow who was living in Kandalaksha. And this woman, with her story, became the model of Anna Karenina, Tolstoy's most famous novel. He even wanted to name the novel Anna from Kandalaksha.
Auch Dostoevsky und Michael Bulgakov waren in Kandalaksha.
Fyodor Dostoevsky got stuck in the town Kandalaksha on his way back from the prison in Siberia. He had to stay there for a week and got an idea to write the novel The Idiot.
Michael Bulgakov, der hatte ein Sommerhaus in Kandalaksha und immer wenn es ihm in Moskau zu turbulent zu viel wurde, konnte er sich dorthin zurückziehen.
Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky, when he was young and poor, he came to Kandalaksha to give piano lessons to the only boy of the rich family of Selyansky.
Das war der zündende Funke für Kandalakshas Begeisterung für Musik.
On our last night in Kandalaksha, we promised each other.
Wenn wir zurück nach Wien kommen, dann lernen wir so viele Musikinstrumente wie möglich.
We decided to do
a musical.
Tonight, we take you through the dreams of Anna Karenina by Leo Tolstoy. Leo Tolstoy. Tolstoy, a master of realistic fiction. Moral thinker and social reformer. Also known for his paradoxical persona. Later he became a Christian anarchist and anarcho-pacifist. Later he became a Christian anarchist and anarcho-pacifist. Leo had 16 children.
16 children.
Tolstoy was not very sensitive towards his wife. On the evening of their wedding, he gave his wife his diaries, where she could read every detail about his extensive sexual past. In 1878, Tolstoy published the immortal novel Anna Karenina.
Anna Karenina, Anna Karenina, Anna Karenina.
In 2007, the Time magazine declared it as the best book ever written. The novel has been adapted into opera, film, TV serials, ballet, theater play, and radio drama. But never realized as a great musical. What is the book about?
What is the story of Anna? Anna Karenina was married to Karenin, government official, working all day long, doing good for his country. But he was so much older, and he didn't have a lot of passion. They lived in St. Petersburg and had a name to visit her brother, who had some family crisis. On a train station, she met Count Vronsky. They just looked each other into the eyes. They just looked each other. Anna wasn't sure if she should leave her husband. She was afraid she couldn't see her son anymore, but she couldn't bear to be without Vronsky. They ran up to Italy and spent a few days in. Vronsky got a bit bored after a while. He tried to be an artist, but he wasn't good at painting. They had difficulties finding friends, so they went back to St.
let's open again the big book. We dive into Анна Каренина's truth. On page 132, from the 740 pages novel,
an evening in St. Petersburg. Comes home late at night. She has an intimate talk with Vronsky in public. Her husband's waiting for her and quite upset. He confronts her with rumors about her and Vronsky. She denies everything. She says she doesn't know what he's talking about. They have a serious and unresolved argument. Anna goes to sleep. Anna goes to sleep.
She has a dream that she's not Anna. Is Loving Swan by Tchaikovsky. She dances at the premiere at the Bolshoi Theatre in Moscow in March 1877.
Take your music instruments, clean your dusty keyboard, and find the flute that you didn't play since primary school.
Now we come to Anna's second dream. Anna's second dream.
What Tolstoy did not write.
Somewhere in the middle of the book. The middle of the book.
Anna doesn't want to divorce Karenin. Who would have accepted everything? Filled with the divine feeling of forgiveness. And she even left behind her son.
Anna and Vronsky are in Italy. She's in the arms of Vronsky at night. In the arms of Vronsky at night.
So Anna dreams that she's not Anna.
She is Nastasia Filipovna. A tragic character by Dostoevsky.
From his novel Idiot.
Nastasia Filipovna is of such great beauty. The rich tutor couldn't resist. He gave her money and jewelry. Now her
character that Dostoevsky
ever invented.
Almost at the end of the book. We are at the end of our story. Should she be the flying woman by Chagall? Or the black square of Malevich? No?
No. No.
Riding in a broom over Moscow.
There's a naked woman there flying.
Because of her problems and patriarchal errors, she founded a special department, some kind of community resort for fed up women. And there is no Fransky, no Tchaikovsky, no Bulgakov, no Dostoevsky, no Tolstoy. She no longer cares about geniuses. Who cares about geniuses today? Who cares about Russian geniuses? Who cares about geniuses anyway?
In heaven, there are no geniuses. Everybody is an artist, a dancer, musician, and writer. Kandalaksha and this is what Anna's last song is about. She say goodbye to all Russian dicks.
Bye-bye, Stravinsky, Shalapin, Pushkin.
Frosty der Geier, goodbye. Russia, Stakovich, Bakunin, Alexander, Solzhenitsyn, bye-bye. Eisenstein, Bertov, Pasternak, Schnittke, Kusmave, Trofotkin, Kol, Michael, Kofs, Babai, Nabokov, Tarkovsky, Brodsky, Wawlenski, Wysocki, Kulik, Sakurov, Chelovsky, Berdyaev, Karbakov, Shishkin, Mishkin, Klinka, Brashaim, Brashaim, Shostakovich, Ilya Repin, Nikolai, Mikluha, Maklai, Kozlovsky, Dvardovsky, Skryabin, bye bye everybody, bye bye. Ya payu, ni payu, hachu, ni hachu.
Like in the Russia. Yeah. Or you do it longer hours.